The control of aquatic invasive species is a major concern for Lake George officials. The pristine waters are a key economic resource for the New York resort, and the community has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to control Asian clam and milfoil infestations. Aquatic invasives can be transported on boats, trailers, personal watercraft, fishing equipment, and bait buckets. Warren County officials have implemented a new invasive species transport law, making the transport and introduction of aquatic invasives illegal. Lake George Association spokesperson Lynn Rosenthal says they helped county supervisors draft the law.
It's going to draw attention to the issue, and hopefully more people will be much more aware of the dangers of not cleaning their boats properly or not looking carefully at their fishing equipment. So the first thing was just to create awareness. And then the second thing, of course, is to enable enforcers, when they see it being violated, to actually say, sorry, this is not allowed, because it's just such an expensive problem. Anything we can do to prevent the invasives from getting into the water bodies to begin with is so much better than what we have to do on the other end once they get in there.
Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki calls Warren County's law a proactive measure to deal with invasives.
We need to stop them before they get in the lake, and that's why we support that, and that's why we, you know, would even recommend going even further to have boats inspected before they would even get in the water and be decontaminated. Just last week, we've had boats that have pulled up to Lake George with invasive species hanging off the trailers and the boat. So clearly, the education outreach is important, but it is not going to do the job in itself. So we do need to raise the level up. I think with the Lake Stewards Program and with the law, then we've got people looking, and when we see a problem, then we can react and call to get the law enforced.
Lake George Mayor Bob Blaze says if the lake is lost to invasives or an inordinate amount must be spent on control methods, there could be a negative impact on tourism.
The milfoil, we're still handpicking that. That's a very cumbersome process. Asian clams, the use of the bethnic mats is a very labor-intensive process. It's working, but there are infestations all around the lake. Very difficult to stay ahead of the invasives that are in our lake and are brought here from other lakes. That's why, again, it's so important for anyone that has a boat to check it thoroughly or to avail yourself of a wash station. It's free. But already this season, our stewards have removed invasives from several boats.
While this is the first law of its kind at the county level in New York, Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program Director Hillary Smith says there are many aquatic transport laws.
There are many states that have aquatic transport laws. This isn't new. In fact, we were looking at a statewide law for New York for aquatic species, and we have seen that it's really getting more traction locally. So there are about 7 towns in the Adirondacks and a few villages that have also passed aquatic transport laws, but certainly Warren County is out ahead of the game setting a countywide law.
Violators of Warren County's new law can be fined up to $5,000 and face up to 15 days in jail. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.